There we go.
Theme song is here and it is great. It's the theme song, it's here and you can relate.
I thought you said you were ready. Here we
We
go.
are.
I
It's
know.
happening.
It
Things
is.
are going on.
Things are. This is do you know what
It's
episode this is? It's one
it's
of
the
them.
mad it's the it's a really important one, Gorb.
Yep. You want to tell me more about that?
I would love to,
Or
but first, here we go.
Would
It's
you say
Grog
what?
Roulette.
Yeah.
Okay, dear listener, Grog Roulette is the once in a lifetime opportunity, where Zorb and Gorb participants are brought on to spin the wheel of Grog Roulette, which will determine what genre our story will be.
Yep, we got a
But
whole spreadsheet. Do
more about that later.
you have a question, by the way? Does this have to be first? You
I
do.
do.
Okay, what's your question?
I'd like $101, Bob. My question is, what year did The Price Is Right air?
This an over under
It's an
for
over
the
under. Whoever's
episode?
closer wins.
Okay,
You
so
have to guess first.
I have to guess first. Okay, The Price Is Right, first airing date. It's an over under. I'm gonna choose 1967 over under. You know that's wrong, because
No, it might be though.
what's your guess?
You said 1967,
You said
right?
1967, yeah.
I'm going 1964.
You're going 64. Okay.
I'm going 1964. I
Correct.
feel like we don't even have to take a pause break for this.
Okay, you
This
just
could be
want to Google it?
super
Yeah, do it
fast.
quick. All right, let's look it up.
Price is Right air date. First air date. Can you give me a beatbox drum roll?
That was pretty bad. I can't do it. I'm just It's not me. I have 1972, September 4th.
That is correct.
We're both pretty far off. I mean, 67's not that bad, but
67's pretty close.
all right.
Okay, well, you get to pick, Gorb. Now here's the thing. For Grog, nothing changed. It just means I'm gonna sp you're gonna spin the wheel. But who's gonna go first? Who's gonna go second?
I think I'm gonna go first. Do you
Here we
have
go.
your Grog online, roulette? You know what I'm talking about, the thing that you're
You
elaborating on. You got it set up?
mean do I have access to the supercomputer?
Sure.
Yes, I have access to Grog Gorb.
All right, can you roll me a D10 on the roulette wheel and pick me my genre?
Your number is seven.
Which was that line up with?
That's a
Sci-fi.
good
Okay.
question. Sci-fi,
Sci-fi.
very on brand.
I can work with that. That's doable. It's better than historical nonfiction. All right.
Okay, let me get your timer ready, Gorb. Here we
Oh
go.
no. Let me
I didn't just Google 2233.
sometimes I'm gonna say I didn't just Google that also,
Okay, your timer is ready.
All right, for my
And your prompt for your sci-fi story
yes.
is to tell me the laser that ended the Empire.
Wow.
Timer has begun.
Timer's begun. The laser that ended the Empire. What a great story. It's
Correct.
very Philip K. Dick, Ursula K. Le Guin, very, very reminiscent to those great
Yes,
sci-fi novels.
exactly.
But so the story of the laser that ended the Empire. Now,
Is there an establishing shot?
there will be. We're not there yet. This is more so, before the establishing shot when it's got like text on the screen, you're like, I just want the movie to start, but you got to read
Oh
the
yeah,
blurb. That's,
we have plot building.
yeah, this is your blurb. So I don't know if you're aware of this, Zorb, but none of this is real.
None of
Right.
anything?
Well, this gestures vaguely at the entire thing. I don't even want to say cosmos, but the entire, none of this is
Just
real.
this, all of this.
All of this, the of everything.
Well, Gorb, call me a skeptic, but seems pretty real to me.
And that's what people thought before the laser ended the Empire. Now, we're going to go to our real establishing shot here.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
Now, how much do you know about the famous forger, CJ Fiddley Smithson?
CJ Fiddley Smithson,
Yeah, how
the
much do you
famous
know?
forger.
Yeah, famous counterfeit goods manufacturer.
I mean, I know that he had a reputation for danger. That's
Oh,
about all I remember.
you don't spell danger without your CJ Fiddley in the middle.
You can't spell danger without Fiddley
CJ
Smith.
Fiddley. Well, I mean, so yeah, for those of you who aren't aware, CJ Fiddley Smithson was one of the most notorious counterfeit con artists, gangsters of the late 2030s. Now, some of you might, be listening and say, "Oh, I thought you guys were a nonfiction podcast, and Earth Time's only 20, whatever year it is."
That
I don't
works in all
speak to that.
directions.
But may I remind you, dear listener, that none of this, gestures vaguely, is real. So all of time has already happened, or has not happened, or will never happen. None of this is real. That's my whole takeaway. Just for you to really let that sink in. So, because none of this is real, everything we say here is also real. Anyway, I'm gonna go on a whole, whatever you want to call it, Nietzsche tangent over there. So let me circle back. C.J. Fiddley Smithson was brought in to the Quantico Central FBI.
Like brought in as a prisoner or brought in as like an expert?
Definitely, not a prisoner yet, but a
Okay.
strong suspect.
For questioning?
Detained. Yeah, let's say questioning. I mean, he
Okay.
was going away regardless. But
Oh.
the feds, they had information they needed to get.
Who are the feds? Are these like Earth people?
Yeah,
Oh, okay.
the coppers. And they brought in CJ Fiddley
Yeah.
Smithson into, because he had information that was very important. So now I know a lot of people are probably thinking, and at the time, this man, it was like a 3-week manhunt after they put out the arrest warrant. They broke through
He
like
went into hiding.
I mean he wasn't in hiding. It was more so he was just like really good at running. And not I don't mean like
He's
running like
fast,
figure
more
no,
like
he was
good at
just like
hiding.
if
Like
I
you want him on your team in tag, or you want him in your team like during Manhunt?
tag. And it wasn't
Oh,
so
okay.
much that he was really good at running. He was really good at running through crowded markets, Costco's and IKEA's, and at the same time, like pushing shit down to block other
Busy
people's paths.
multicultural markets.
He would, left or right. This man could knock over a stack of melons like it was nobody's business. Very gifted.
Man was very good at vaulting over stacks of hay and climbing fences that he was trapped at.
Listen, chaos was his repertoire. He
Yeah,
really,
well, Chaos Junior.
yeah. And he did. And so eventually, I mean, it wasn't Chaos Jr., but that's where they finally got him. They got him as he was escaping the back of a Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. There was only so much
That why his name is
that
CJ?
No,
Because he's associated with Carl's Jr.
it's CJ and CJ Fiddley stands for Carl's James, not Junior, no relation.
Oh, okay, I guess.
He just goes by CJ Fiddley Smithson for short.
Yeah, for short.
It's an abbreviation. It's a moniker.
Yeah.
Now, anyway, where was I? So they bring him in to
Yeah.
the FBI office. Now, it's some of you may know the whole history of CJ Fiddley Smithson and how he started off just making black market Tide Pods, and just like off-brand detergent. And you're like, what really could be the big crime? So he knocks off a couple of Gucci bags. But the thing that separated CJ Fiddley Smithson
From the rest.
from the rest was he was a craftsman beyond par. And
Like
so
he could really replicate.
he could build. He could replicate, but he could build. So
Yeah.
there was a point, in the mid 2020s where, if the choice came down to it, knowingly, would you buy Dawn Dishup or CJ Fiddley Smithson knockoff Dawn Dishup? You bought the CJ Fiddley. Works better every time.
Cleans the ducks better.
It clean it cleaned up. Those docks were spotless, And they didn't drown. A lot of the Dawn ones drown. That might be true. Look it up. I'm not, it might be true. I'm not saying it is. Don't want to get
Did they
sued.
get covered in oil in the first place?
Exactly. And so by the late 2030s, everybody was using CJ Fiddley Smithson
No
knockoffs.
matter what it was,
No
as long as
matter
he had
what
made it.
the man made it better every time.
Yeah.
You want a Gucci handbag or a CJ Fiddley Smithson Gucci? You get the CJ Fiddley. It sells for more if you know it's CJ Fiddley, right?
Yeah.
Do you want an Xbox or you want a CJ Fiddley Smithson Xbox? You get the CJ Fiddley Smithson. It's faster. It's got better CPU. I don't really play video games that much, but you could get more of what you want with an Xbox with the
You
CJ
get a
Fiddley.
purebred horse.
Well, yeah. I mean, so do you buy a Siberian Husky from a legitimate breeder? No, you get a CJ Fiddley direwolf. Those things are badass. They can pull
Oh.
twice as many sleighs. And so, it became sort of an economic issue, and
Yeah.
obviously he's in too deep to go legitimate at this point.
Yep.
But he was so beloved by the American and the international
By
public,
consumers.
by consumers. Nobody came for CJ Fiddley Smithson. Yeah, he stole the Nike logo, but he made the shoes better, right?
Yep.
The kids weren't dying from Tide Pods anymore because CJ Fiddley Smithson's Tide Pods were safe to
They
eat.
actually, not only did they taste good, but they were good for your digestive system.
And they kept the clothes so clean. He was making the world a better place.
Exactly.
Or that's what everyone thought. Until
Until.
CJ Fiddley Smithson started making airplanes.
Oh.
Now, I mean, there was already a couple of sellers of CJ Fiddley Smithson knockoff Toyotas, better gas mileage, unbeatable. The resale
Yeah.
value on a CJ Fiddley, it's beyond par. But airplanes made people nervous. Understandably, it's
Yeah.
complex. Yeah, this guy can knock off an Xbox or a Lexus, but can he really knock off a Boeing? So now, it's through a leak from an informant high up in the CJ Fiddly organization.
Very secretive.
Very secret. I don't know who handles counterfeit goods. I'm just going to say it's the ATF. It probably
Yeah, there
is.
you go.
Let's say
That
it is.
sounds right.
Maybe it's the SEC. Who knows? But the
In
ATF is
2030, it could be
involved.
something completely different.
And they bring CJ Fiddly in for questioning. And obviously, it was sketched. Like the documents, they were sparse. They had no real proof that CJ Fiddly was making Boeings until they looked at the crash data over the last 10 years, and far fewer planes were crashing. We're just
Safety ratings
the
much
safety
higher.
ratings. Airbus was falling into the ground again. Boeing was.
Three free checked bags.
It was never packed. Every flight, there somehow managed to be enough space on CJ Fiddly's
How did they
smuggling
do it?
plane. Nobody knows.
Leg space.
Leg space. And he was so good. And at this point, he was starting to pose a real threat to the American economy at large, right? I mean, because technically he's operating in this black market space where the regular
Yep.
rules of monopolies and corporations, they don't apply to a badass
Pretty
investor
anti-establishment.
like CJ Fiddly Smithson.
Yep.
And so as he gets brought in for questioning, I'm not gonna read you the whole details. Long story short, he gets the they talk it down. Several of the cops get brand new pairs of CJ Fiddly Smiths and Adidas and tracksuits. CJ Fiddly Smiths at Glock. They're just better all around. He got away with a jaywalking charge.
Yeah.
It's a minor ticket, but they did find out about the laser.
What about it?
The
What is
laser
it?
was a new thing CJ Fiddly Smithson was working on. And because CJ Fiddly Smithson, so after he's released from the FBI office, can I get a time check?
10 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, so after CJ Fiddly Smithson was released from the FBI office, he died
Whoa.
in a plane crash. 3 weeks
On one of
later,
his planes?
no, on a regular
Oh,
Boeing.
typical.
Again, fact check this. This is a nonfiction, but if you nothing's real here, so don't sue
Yeah.
me. Anyway, but before he died, a couple of years later, the quality of American and international goods has gone down again. CJ Fiddly is
Yeah.
no longer with us.
He's brought the chart up himself.
He did. He was a titan of science and industry. People start pouring over his research, seeing if there's any fiddliness they can squeeze out of his last few notes. And in
Whatever they can
2025,
fiddly finagle.
they find some strange mentionings in the FBI transcripts from 10 years earlier when he was brought in. And they mention a laser with a vague mention of this
Like they were asking him
empire.
about it?
Well, no, the discussion was, do you want me to read back the transcript?
I would love a snippet.
Okay, I can give you a brief snippet. Officer Davis. Damn, your Nikes are so great. That's definitely illegal, though. CJ Fiddly Smithson, can I talk to my lawyer? Officer Davis. Can I get some Nikes? CJ Fiddly Smithson. I ain't gonna say shit about the laser then. That was really the first mention. I'm not gonna
He
repeat the
just brought
whole.
it up on his own.
It was, well, and that was kind of the theory, right? So nobody was asking about the laser,
Yeah,
but
he just
peppered
name
through this
dropped it.
2-hour discussion of, honestly, less people are dying, so maybe we just let him keep making the planes. There's all these little hints dropped about a laser. Vague mentions of this thing that's said metaphorically called empire, right?
Yeah.
And there's phrases in there where he says, As a man from Empire, what more can I hope for, right? And it's way it's vague, it's weird, but the
But
man's
no
a
one
genius,
understood it.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's a genius. He's a tad eccentric. You
He's
don't
on a different level.
listen when your name is Carl James Fiddly Smitson. You have to tolerate a bit of eccentricity.
No relation to Carl's Jr.
No, not that I know of. But so in 2045, those people are looking over all these documents. They find this mention of this Legion. And then so they look through other company emails, recordings of his autobiography, of notes on his desk that were leaked onto the internet. And there's this mentions left and right about this laser and M, in all caps, or with like an AE, whatever that letter is called, that we don't use in English anymore for the A in Empire.
Aether.
Right? So it's weird. Now there's this one guy, time check.
7 minutes.
There's this one guy whose name is Carl's Jr. and Carl's
He associated with Carl's
No,
Jr.
his name is Carl's Jr. Smitson.
Oh, are they
DJ
related?
Fiddly's son. He's like his brother's son. He's like a nephew.
Okay,
Same last
second
name.
cousin.
Don't worry about it. You're gonna get yourself caught up in the semantics. Anyway, Carl's Jr., no relation, decides to really dig deep and learn, look into what the hell is this laser empire thing. So he dedicates 10 years of his life, let's say,
Oh my God.
hardcore research through libraries, through CJ Fiddly Smithson History Channel
Following paper
shows,
trails.
paper trails. He's using that Scantron machine at the library from like the 80s.
Why did he fill out these bubbles?
So, anyway, he finally comes to this theory, this conclusion about what empire is and what the laser is. Time check.
5 minutes, 50 seconds.
So Carl's Jr. is on a flight from Las Vegas to Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know. He was on vacation. He wanted to gamble in the desert. And he's on this return flight, and he's sitting next to a guy, a former FBI agent.
Oh my God.
Name of Jared Davies.
Jared Davies.
The same officer Davies from that transcript with the
Oh
new
my
name.
God.
So they get to talking, and eventually, over the course of the flight, over the free peanuts and an overpriced drink, they get to talking about CJ Fiddly Smithson. And Carl's Jr. says, "I think I know what that was, the laser." And Officer Davies is like, "I don't even remember laser. I just wanted the Nikes, but what do you got? Let me have it."
I'm all yours,
And Carl's Jr. says, "I think we are the laser." And Officer Davies says, right
guess.
over my head, "No idea what you're talking about."
What?
And Carl's Jr. proceeds to explain, time check,
4 minutes, 30 seconds.
why CJ Fiddly Smithson was so good at making copies. So the reason that he thinks, Carl's Jr., that we are the laser that destroyed the empire is that CJ Fiddly Smithson, who said he was from the empire, believed that humanity is an echo of the real humanity, that the
Oh
world
my God.
is completely destroyed eons ago, and then it rebuilds in an echo, a repeating fraction of itself continues, ultimately to destroy itself again, and it continues and it continues. And in the
And
previous echo,
CJ knew
time check.
this?
What?
CJ knew this?
Yes, time check.
3 minutes.
And so in the previous echo, when the world destroyed, there was one man who managed to escape the cataclysm. He boarded a, I don't know, let's call it a Machiavellian time warp, science words. And he managed to escape
MTW, the Machiavellian Time Warp.
the inevitable bubble death of the cosmos, of his version of an already long destroyed cosmos, and hop into the next one, a memory of his own. And then he popped out into existence one day, watching The Price is Right in 1972. He just popped up onto the
In the
field.
audience?
No, at home at a dinner. He just walked into a house. It was a small farm. Like the beginning of Superman, it was like that, but he was just a nerdy guy with a backpack. And he knew how to make a better plane. He knew how to make better shoes because every time check,
2 minutes and 45 seconds.
every time the universe is destroyed and thrown back, the echo loses something, gets a wee bit worse. And so CJ Fiddley Smithson, being from the previous echo, he knew everything better. And the end of this story is that shortly after that plane landed in Atlanta, Georgia, a bubble erupted somewhere near the Alpha Centauri Nebula, that sounds right, in space. It was rapidly engulfing the entire universe. And Carl's Jr. Smithson, no relation, looked at, I forget his first name, Davies, in the middle of the Atlanta airport and says, "You want to help in my Machiavellian time warp?" And that is how the laser destroyed the Empire. Oh, God.
Oh man, that was a great one.
CJ Fiddley Smithson.
A legendary story.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Oh, very, what is that? Who wants to be a millionaire? Okay,
Yeah, there
I'm gonna roll the what was it
go.
called?
Yep,
The
roll
grog. I'm
the
rolling the
Grog
grog.
supercomputer.
Yeah, the grog machine. All right, you got
Grog Roulette.
it. Says you got a one. This
Okay.
die seemed loaded. I've been getting a lot of one. Anyway, your genre is adventure. Genre is
Adventure.
adventure. And
Okay, bless.
your prompt, 22, 33 on the clock,
On the crock.
on the crock, is to tell me the story of how the frog catcher found the center of the earth. Go, 22,
Oh, you're
33.
the frog catcher. Okay. Okay.
How he found the center of the earth.
Here's the
Yeah.
thing. Okay. There was a young there was a girl, and she grew up as an only child with her
Okay.
parents, right?
Yep, that makes sense.
She was very, very intelligent, right? But she never applied herself. As she grew up, she was more into just kind of like reading, going outside. She didn't, apply to college, even though she was smart. She just really didn't apply herself, right?
Did she like catching frogs?
No, she didn't.
Oh,
In fact, they disgusted her.
all right, all right.
But here's the thing, okay? Now, her name was Rainbow. Rainbow, that was her name.
Was she like a hippie or?
Her parents were,
Okay.
right? Now,
When is Rainbow living?
2000s, early 2000s, late
Okay. All
90s.
right, that's fair.
She just kind of loved playing Pokemon on her Game Boy Color at home. Okay.
And detesting
Now,
frogs.
exactly.
Does she like salamanders? Is it all amphibians or just frogs? How does she feel about salamanders?
She didn't like anything that was alive.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing, like, take that literally, right? I didn't say hate or detest, right?
She just
She
didn't like.
really didn't like frogs. She didn't hate anything,
She
okay?
just didn't like living things.
She just nothing excited her. You know,
Both.
the closest thing that excited her was like
Her Game
Pokemon,
Boy? Okay.
right? Now, here's when things changed, okay? No one in order for you, okay, I want you to understand, you know, who Rainbow is as a person. And this little anecdote, I feel, will really let you in on what type of person she is, despite the fact that
Yeah.
she doesn't like anybody, right?
Yeah. Or she don't like trees, she doesn't like plants. She like
They're
non-fungible.
alive.
Yeah, I mean rocks? How she feel about rocks?
Are they alive?
That's a good question. I'm not even sure Pokemon. But that's a larger consciousness discussion. Anyway, continue with
Okay.
the
You know, even though she may not like living things, she still had a strong sense of like justice, right?
Yeah.
And there
Moral.
was one time that the school, you know, she was in ninth grade at this point. The school got barricaded in by a motorcycle gang.
Were they
Okay.
for a terrorism reason, for a gang
She's
related?
from
Hell's Angels
Arizona.
territory?
She's from Arizona. And like the here okay, there it was a very she was in like a very you know, kind of skeezy like lab kind of, you know, trailer park area of
Yeah.
Arizona, right?
The hippies, they just are not doing as well economically nowadays.
Yeah. And you know, the motorcycle gang had surrounded the school because they had heard that one of the teachers had stolen like over $1 million worth of methamphetamines, like from their gang, right?
Oh, damn, they
Yeah.
probably assault him on the way to the car, but you know what? Good methods.
They wanted to, you know, they wanted a show of force, okay? Now, the only like police that were even within range were like an hour away, okay?
Yeah, rural Arizona.
So the one local sheriff, they just
He was just too
they
much.
hung him up by his underwear on the flagpole, okay?
Rough.
Now, everyone, I should probably mention that her school, four teachers,
How many
okay?
students?
Super small
Okay, yeah, all right,
school.
it's pretty small.
Like don't picture like them like, you know, surrounding this giant building. It's pretty
It's
like three
little
or
house
four
on the
classrooms.
prairie energy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now the teacher, they were right. The teacher, Mr. Barangadang,
Barangadang, okay. That's
Mr.
pretty cute.
Barangadang
I
was
guess he.
actually friends with her parents, okay?
Was he a hippie too, Mr. Barangadang?
Maybe he leaned a little too far into like the dirty side of hippie, you know what I mean? All the bad stereotypes, he was all
Okay,
those things, right?
yeah, but
Now,
if you need acid, you go to Mr.
to
Barangadang.
his credit, he saw a baggie and he knew it was something illicit, right? But he didn't know who it belonged to. It just happened that one of the members, you know, saw him, and the motorcycle gang's name is the Chunks, because
Wait, why? Why because?
there's some. Okay, I don't want to come across as like insensitive or anything like that. Okay, but they were really strong.
They were above averagely large. Is that
No, no, no,
no?
no.
Okay.
I don't want to make them feel insensitive about like, you
Yeah,
know,
you don't want to.
masculinity
Yeah, I mean, it's
standards, anything like that, you know. But they were some big guys, okay? They were like a
no.
chunk off. Some called them the chunky hunks, you know, and there's
Oh,
really only like seven or eight of them, okay?
wow. We already got so many new characters. What's happening to Rainbow over here?
Rainbow, you know, she's pretty resourceful, okay? She comes up with like a plan, Okay. And everyone else frozen solid. No one's moving, right? But she gets everyone up, you know. She tells them that they just need to, you know, not say who had the drugs from the chunks, but simply just throw the drugs out the door, right? Like the door on the opposite side. Now,
And the
she is the only one who
drugs.
does it. She gets up, she grabs a giant bag, like maybe like dog food bag size
Meth. Were they
of
just
meth, okay?
sitting? Is it was it Mr.
She's pretty
Barangadang who took
strong.
it?
Yeah, he's just hiding
Okay.
under his desk,
Okay.
okay?
Classic Barangadang.
Exactly. She takes it, she throws it out the back door, then she goes out by herself to face the leader of the chunks,
What's his
Adam Chunk.
name? Okay.
Was
Now
all of their last
it
names,
sounds it might
too.
just be a last name thing. I don't think,
Okay, Adam Chunk. He is, you know, imagine classic biker guy, but like no big beard and just cut. Dude is huge, right? Looks like a WWE guy, okay? Standing out there with his arms folded, frowning, this 13-year-old girl carrying him his giant bag of meth. She just goes, "Here, fine, take this."
She's like,
They
I don't
grab
have
it.
anything, but this is already, I'm too stressed.
Yeah, they grab it. That's the end of that story, or so
Wow,
we
that's
think.
so crazy. With
Okay,
13 minutes
that's
left.
where we thought that
Yeah,
ended.
I mean, yeah. I'm so eager to hear how the frog catcher did, what was my prompt? Discover
Gets to the center
the
of the earth. Don't worry, Gorb.
serpent. All right, we're gonna save one
So here's the
now.
thing. She's now 20 years old. She's in community college, you
In
know,
Arizona still, or
in an early, yeah, in Arizona, same home. She still lives with her parents, okay?
okay.
She is, you know, attending like early 2000s computer science courses, but she's like, she doesn't even care. She's just going because her parents want her to, right? She doesn't need, she's not inspired.
There's too many living beings at the university.
Yeah, exactly. This is, I like the chairs better, is what she says. Do you have any friends? The walls in this building.
Resonate with
So
this desk.
Rainbow hates her name, so she just has people call her Rain,
Okay,
right?
that's fair.
Because she's such a downer.
Makes
It really fits.
I mean, but
Okay.
do inanimate objects find her cool?
Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe. So in
She
her
finds them
computer
cool,
science class,
I guess.
wouldn't you know that the teacher of her computer science class is Mr. Barangadang, okay?
All
He moonlights as a community college professor. No one found out that he had accidentally stolen millions of dollars of meth. In fact, when the police arrived, they pretended it was a prank call, you
I
know,
mean,
back in the
he still
day when
has
she was
$1 million
13.
worth. He probably wouldn't have to moonlight as a college professor.
Exactly. Okay, now here's the thing. Her class is just her, two other people, and Mr. Barangadang. Okay. There's her friend Peachy Blogglepadev. Okay.
PG local Padeb,
Peachy does not speak a lick of English.
okay.
She is, you know, she is, no one knows really where she's from.
It's probably because they can't talk
But
to
she aces all the tests.
her. That's surprising. Even
Okay.
the
Listen, I said she doesn't speak it, you know.
can read
She
it though.
very well could read it. In fact, no one's ever heard her say anything, okay?
Maybe she just
So
doesn't like talking.
it could be, you know. Then there's Roy Baby.
Tell me more about.
Okay, Roy Baby is like a neckbeard. Okay, he like is, you know, he is really into like Zelda. Nothing wrong with Zelda, but he's like really into it. You know
Little
what I
too
mean?
much,
Like
yeah.
Rainy would have bonded with him about like Pokemon because she's still into it, but
But he's just too into
dude is
Zelda.
just kind of like, oh my God, like one of those guys. Like he's just complaining all the time. Now, after a day of class, Rainey goes home. Time check.
You have 10 minutes left.
Okay. She opens the door to her house, and in her kitchen on the island is a frog. Okay.
I imagine that's probably pretty rare for the middle
It
of winter area.
has a little cowboy hat. Okay.
Okay.
Now, its little cowboy hat is on,
Does
and
it speak?
there's a little pencil in its hand and a like a piece of notepaper in front of it. Now Rainey starts to take a step forward. Now let me be clear. Rainey didn't like living things, but the one living thing in her life that she could tolerate and the only person who has ever made her laugh was her dad. Her dad was a knight.
Like with a like at the KN, like he was
Yes.
just
Well, he was knighted. We're not going to get into that yet. Okay.
right.
She turns the corner and she sees a bloody hand
Is it her
coming from the
late
bathroom
father's
door.
hand?
She goes through and her mother, I'll spare you the details, but she is no longer with her at that point.
Did the
Okay.
frog do it?
That's her immediate thought. She runs, she you know, initial shock, she's covering her mouth, she's crying, but she goes over and she's like, I gotta figure out what this note says to see if I'm in danger, you know, see where my dad is.
Find out more about this mysterious, mischievous frog.
Okay. The frog's note just says, it's me, dad.
Wait,
Okay.
okay. So, did her father disappear or die years prior?
No. Her dad, as far as we know, her dad is that frog and wrote that note, or whoever did this is a terrible prankster. Well, I mean, villain. I mean,
Or
murderer.
her dad admitted to the murder, and then a frog just happened to hop into the apartment and stand next to the paper.
Yeah.
There's a lot, but
It's
what
me,
is she
dad,
doing?
okay?
Take
She
me into
looks at
the
the
rainbow's
frog.
mind.
She looks at the frog and she goes, you know, her mom has been killed. Her dad is missing now. Like her when she left in the morning, her dad and her mom like sent her off, you know.
That was everything seemed fine.
She picks up the frog and she goes, if you are my dad, stick out your tongue. Frog sticks out its tongue. She puts the frog down, you know, wiping her hands on her shirt, and she goes, if you're my dad, blink at me 3 times in a row and then stick out your tongue. Frog does it.
All right,
Okay.
that's concerning. I don't
She
know
hands the
what the
pencil back over to the frog. She turns the paper over, okay? I'll spare you the details, but basically the frog takes about an hour to write the note, okay?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. He's got little frog hands.
But by about the fourth letter, Rainey knows what he's writing.
What is he
Okay.
writing? What, how does she get
A
from the fourth letter?
D
D
A
A
M C
Oh, classic chunks. How'd they turn the dad into a frog, though? Anyway,
Exactly. That's what she's like. She's like, oh my gosh, okay. Sheriff Gibbons isn't gonna do anything about this.
it's the chunks of
Okay.
the biker witchcraft.
Ryan Baby gave him a wedgie. Okay. But she doesn't know who else to turn to, right? So she grabs the frog and she runs back to the classroom. Lo and behold, Peachy, Ryan and Mr. McGibbons.
I
I think that was
thought
his name.
it What was it? Bedangarang?
Bedangalang
Dangalang.
are all there working on a computer science problem, okay?
Oh, well,
On
this
their
is
old little see-through Mac computer.
okay.
Okay? She goes, "My mom is dead, and I think Adam Chunk did it." And then she holds out the frog in front of them. She goes, "This is my dad."
What was the general
Okay?
reaction of the
What was
room
the
when you
exact
heard
prompt again?
Tell me about how the frog catcher discovered the center of the earth.
Okay, there we go. We're good. Okay. Now she goes, "Okay, Mr. What's his face hides under his desk. Okay, that's just what he does. Fear response. Okay, but Ryan and Peachy, Peachy is actively listening,
Not saying
and
much.
just kind of
Listen.
she just puts her hand on Rainey's shoulder and like looks at her empathetically. Right.
She's a good listener.
Ryan goes, "Well, I guess it's my time." Pulls out a katana. No one knows where it came from. Okay.
I thought his name was Roy Baby.
Roy Baby, that's it.
Okay, he pulls
He
out
Ryan is his nickname. Roy is his dad's name.
Okay.
Okay. So he goes, "Take me to Adam Chunk." Basically, they go over there. What else are they gonna do, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know
They
how the
knock
katana holds up to a, you
on Adam
know, a
Chunk's
garrison.
door, okay?
Yep.
Time check.
4 minutes left.
Okay. They knock on Adam Chunk's door. No answer. They knock again. No answer. Roy Baby goes, "Stand back." Okay. Kicks the door. Doesn't move. "Watch out." Kicks the door. Doesn't move. Rainey turns the doorknob. Opens the door. Okay. They open the door and look inside, and it's a cave. Step back.
All right.
That's a house, right? That's what Rainey
Yeah.
says. Turns to Roy Baby.
Does she turn to
Ryan, for
Peachy?
short. Okay. Ryan goes, "I don't know. It looks like a house from the outside."
Then it's a
She
cave on
goes,
the inside.
"It's a cave in there."
What does the
And then
frog say?
she looks at her frog dad, who she's still carrying with a little cowboy hat on his head. And she looks at him and she goes, "Nod if we need to go
It
in here."
looks
And then the frog nods, okay? They go, okay?
right.
Seems like they are walking for hours, okay?
No, I
They
mean,
are walking and walking and walking. It's getting hotter and hotter and hotter, right?
They have a sense
Okay.
of going down, or is it like they're just going horizontal?
They're going down.
But they're going down. It's like stairs, a lot of stairs.
Nope, just like a
A slow
gradual
ramp,
de-elevation.
like a nice ramp.
Now, here's the thing, okay? There's a door made of stone, and on the door made of stone, it says Adam Chunk's office. There's like a little tag.
How many between when they entered and when they got to the office, about how many hours elapsed?
3 hours.
Okay, he really just doesn't
Okay.
like people leaving pamphlets, but okay, yeah,
Exactly.
they're there.
Now, there is a little doorknob and they, or a little like knocker, and they knock it, right? This time, the door opens. Okay. Now, Adam Chunk is not there. It is an old man with like a very like long beard, like pointy blue hat, like sparkly robe, okay?
The wizard?
One might think.
Okay, you have 1 minute and 10
Okay.
seconds left.
Oh God.
Oh,
Okay. He goes, "Ah, you caught me in my other form." Flicks his wrist, Adam Chunk. Okay. Now, here's the thing. He looks at her and he goes, "I made a huge mistake. I didn't mean to do that to your mom. I can fix it. I just ran down here to get my potions that I can feed to her. Here, hand me your father." Okay. She hands the frog over to him. And the wizard goes, Barngibby-doo, I must make a man back out of you.
30
Okay.
seconds left.
Boom, her dad is back. Okay. And the wizard goes, okay, take this potion. Maybe it's a wizard. Take the potion. Feed this to your mom within the next 4 hours. Her and Roy run as fast as they can all the way back to the house and feed her mom the potion. And she wakes up. And from that day on, Rainy was no longer Rainy, and she truly became a rainbow.
Wow, that was a wow. Wow, beautiful.
I know, right? Oh,
A
such a
heartwarming family
oh.
tale. How's that?